Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to tonight's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of tonight's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisafe. He is also tonight's speaker. Tonight's topic is, if you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
I welcome everyone once again that tune in to this Blog Talk Radio discussion. Without wasting any time, we would like to start our discussion. Like the presenter just said, the topic to discuss tonight is if you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. I would like to start this thing by Hot Sage, which is popularly in my culture. And I believe most every culture have something similar to that. I will translate it in a simple language that we might get the picture. The saying says, the pot that produced delicious soups must endure significant heat. The pot that produced delicious soup must endure significant heat. I will start briefly to just give us the brief meaning of the key word in this topic. Survive, process, progress, and the word guaranteed. By the word dictionary, survive can be to carry on despite hardship or trauma. To carry on something that you want to do despite hardship or drama. Then, the divine process, we can divine it in a different way, but I will choose this one. Process can be defined as a series of actions, changes, or functions bring about a result, or a series of operations performed in the making or treatment of a product. To put through the steps of a prescribed procedure. Process, let me take the last sentence. To put through the steps of a prescribed procedure. Then I want to define progress. Progress can be defined as a movement as towards a goal or to advance towards a higher or better stage. Progress could be movement as towards a goal or to advance towards a higher or better stage. Then I want to quickly define guarantee. We could define guarantee as a something to make certain, something that assures a particular outcome or condition. Now we use a physical phenomenon to corroborate what I mean, that if you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. First of all, I will quickly establish this in scripture as well in the physical, a natural thing that we know. I choose one this picture from the book of Job 23, verse 10. Job 23, verse 10. And I will read in New King James fashion. Verse 10 of Job 23 said, "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." To survive the process, just like we know, God or every mineral resources, hardly you can find anyone that exists on its own, even like oil. God does not exist on his own. God has to be with some impurity. And in that stage, he must undergo a lot of process, just like I defined the process. There will be some prescribed condition or a procedure that God has to go through before he can become pure, before we can just admire it to place our money on it. So also in the life of human being, everything that we have, both in the physical realm and everything, has to undergo some process. And according to this process, there is a prescribed way in which everything must be done. If it doesn't go through that perfect way, it's either to be a failure or to get an outcome of a low quality. Also, I will use this after the natural phenomena. I would like to use something related to a word. Like we know, gold is a very valuable mineral deposit. But when gold is in its impure state, gold has to be discovered. And when it is discovered, it has to undergo some procedure like exploration, exploitation. Those are the process of which God must undergo. During these processes, it has to involve a lot of equipment. I can just use this word of process as something making or a confession. And let me tell you this. Making, which has to do with confession, the process may not be palatable, but it must take place. That is number one. For a gold to become a gold, it has to undergo a lot of processes which may not be palatable, but it must take place. I won't waste our time in this terminology of mineral processing. Then I will go to the word, W-O-R-D. Every human being, because this topic is related to we human beings, but I just like to use natural things to corroborate the real thing of our life. As we know, it's not a matter of a discussion of opinion. Though everyone has their different opinion, but what I know that there is God. And is the Lord. And He gave every human being on this planet a word in form of the destiny to be a purpose. Before every human being is born, we don't have time to be going to singularity or anything. But I want to use the ideas of processing of goal to discuss about discovering the word of God concerning our life. God gave every human being the word which I could be the destiny. But just like the gold in its natural form as a whole must be discovered, it is duty of every one of us to discover that word. And when the word is discovered, it has to undergo some processes. Just like gold has to undergo some processes. Before this word can be made available to the public. And let me tell you, when we want to talk about the processes of gold, like I mentioned, the exploitation, excavation, and go through this mixture of this processing, go through some stage to stage, it has to involve the quality control. I mean, like I said, some stages are not being palatable. So also, to make available, to convert, like manufacturing, the world, let me use the destiny of an individual to be public has to involve a lot of company. Just like when a writer is writing the book, before it can be published, it has to undergo a lot of rigor editing. Just like before a manufacturer is trying to convert a raw material to a final product, it has to undergo some stages which involve negative and which involve some positive. Therefore, in the world of our life, when we journey to actualize our destiny, I want us to understand some key words. The ability of every individual to make a progress depends on your survival of the process. Let me repeat. The ability of every individual that is able to discover the word of God or their destiny, their purpose, is directly proportional on your ability to survive the process. And in the world of human being, when I talk about this process, which I could call the company, could be friends, could be enemies, could be your place of work, could be our environment, could be the culture. Just like the processing of God in the state of God or in purity depend on his ability to survive, which has to do with what I've been mentioned. I want us to just relate, when you want to make gold out of its impurity, we said from the exploration, there are some group of people that have to go out in looking for God's deposit. Relate this to our life too, or our destiny. We have to yearn, just like we know that the heart is yearning to be advanced. But we have to know that what we want to become tomorrow must be the one to keep us moving beyond what we know today. After the exploration with a very sophisticated equipment, then there will be some survey and everything, that is analysis, to determine, is this thing, if I do it, is it going to make money? Therefore, in the word of God concerning our life, just like I said, the process that we have to undergo even could be the church. It could be the individual and their role in the processes, just like the role of blasphemers in the process of iron hall is different from the role the crusher is going to perform. The same thing is the role of those stages of process, the people that we encounter after we discover that the world, WORD, after we have discovered the world for an individual, then we must be ready to go through the process. And we must be ready to be able to endure, because the goal is to make progress. Just like the goal of the gold miners or processor is to just extract pure gold from ore. So in this process, what are we going to do? Sometimes when we encounter some hardship, are we going to go in another way? Or do we have to quit? One thing I want us to know, God is always going to be gold. Why? Iron ore will always be the iron ore. Why? Bauxite, that is thin ore, will always be like that. All these mineral deposits, they are buried. So also, the word of God concerning my life and your life is buried. If we know we are gold, we have to go through the processes, prescribed procedure to get gold. If you know that you are, I am Iron Hall. To process gold is different from the way to process iron ore. To process cement from limestone is different. But all these processes may not be palatable, but must take place. Just like the Bible said, no chastening for the present seem to be joyous. Nevertheless, it yields. Just like God must endure intensive heat, he has to dissociate from himself from the impurity. My destiny before he become to shine. Our destiny, the word of God concerning our life. He has to undergo some stages of process so that every impurity which involves our culture, the doctrine, the beliefs, tradition, we have to go through that stage and be able to discover and let it be shine. Now, like I said, with this surviving of the process, every word is related to the time. There is a time that gold has to stay in the blast furnace. I will use the illustration of processing of limestone to become cement, because that is very common. From the quarry, after the cement is discovered, the limestone is discovered, it involves many equipment, explosive, that is, to fragment the limestone. After that, it goes through some crusher, from one stages to another stages. But I want to use the real chemistry where it takes place. In processing of limestone cement, this has involved the kiln. It called one place called the kiln, K-I-L-N. It divided into four or five zones, which is preheating zone, heating zone, then they have boiling zone, cooling zone. So also our life, the word of God in our life is taking place. After the impurity and everything enter into the king, just like when you and me, when we got the word of God, we are discovering it. We have undergone some crushes because it is the stages of life. Even when a baby is born, he has to undergo some processes. A baby cannot born one day and start talking the same that very day. But at burning zone, which is a tremendous, very high temperature, that is where the processes is really taking place. That is where the whole thing is melted. And when it is melted, then there will be a changes in the velocity of real cement, as well there will be differences in the density of what is cement and what is not. I would like us to know that this is how our life is. And this is how God has created us. It is unfortunately that we don't have much time on this topic. But we will keep on discussing on it. But I want us to know that the number one thing for every one of us in this life that are already tuning in for this broadcast is to discover and be ready to go through some processes by determining that is, use the word survive if we want to make progress. Because God, our Creator, He already knows our ability. What He wants from us is total dependency on Him, not what is going in our surrounding. He wants us to make use what we see as a stepping stone to be able to keep on focusing in the procedure that has been prescribed by Him. That is, know whom God is calling you to be. You don't have to be somebody that is really, really seriously religion before you know. Once you know your passion, ready to pursue it, to run it up tonight. So we may have some speaker next time to just have some discussion on it. I want us to know that if you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. And like I said, number one, discover the word. Bear in mind, determine that the progress is what you want, and ready to subject yourself with rigorous progress. And when you go through the process in accordance with the prescribed procedure by Almighty God, there is no doubt, it is certain, progress is guaranteed. To end this, I want us to give us this word. He says, nothing is so surprised to God. Nothing is a setback to His plans. Nothing can thwart His purpose. And nothing is beyond His control. Nothing is a surprise to God. Nothing is a setback to His plans. Nothing can thwart His purpose. And nothing is beyond His control. Thank you for listening. And I wish that you'll be able to tune in on April 29, in which another speaker will take another topic, or even to continue in this discussion. Thank you, and God bless you.